You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Measuring lives, measuring values, counting money. That's what we're doing this hour on The Takeaway. Counting money. That's the job for Secretary of the Treasury Timothy Geithner.
If you and your colleagues give me the opportunity to serve as Secretary of the Treasury, then I will do everything I can to justify your trust and your confidence.
Timothy Geithner trying to convince Congress of his credentials to become Secretary of the Treasury back in January of 2009. He managed to do it. Certainly the confidence in the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy is the basic measure of economic value for the entire world these days. And since 2009, Secretary Geithner has been in charge of all that. But he will soon make his departure. Joining us is Michael Barr, professor of law at the University of Michigan Law School. He's also the former assistant secretary for financial institutions at the U.S. Treasury Department under Timothy Geithner. Professor Barr, welcome to the program.
My pleasure to be here today.
So what was the piece of the puzzle in the economic team that came on board in 2009 that Timothy Geithner added to really deal with a crisis back then?
Well, as you recall, back in January 2009, the country was really falling off a cliff. The financial sector had been devastated with the enormous crisis, and the president needed somebody who had a steady hand and who had a plan to bring that system back. And I think what Secretary Geithner brought to the table was that plan, that ability to bring financial stability to the country and bring us on a path to recovery.
How does Geithner's insight contrast with Bernanke over at the Federal Reserve? And, of course, we should note that Timothy Geithner was once the head of the New York Federal Reserve Bank.
Well, I think Secretary Geithner and Chairman Bernanke worked very, very closely together as the financial crisis hit the country to make sure that we were bringing financial stability and bringing a path to recovery to help the American people recover from the devastating financial crisis, and then to put the country on a path to reform. So I think they worked very closely together to make sure that the economy did not really fall over the cliff that it was facing back in 2009. And I think that what we've seen in the last 4 years is that plan worked. Financial stability did return to the United States, and the country did begin on the path of recovery.
Is it possible that a steady hand at the tiller, someone who was familiar to the international financial community, ended up basically endorsing the status quo and we wouldn't have gotten or we didn't get as much change as maybe the system needed by having someone like Timothy Geithner at the helm?
I don't think that's right. I think if you look at the record, when Secretary Geithner came in, really beginning in January 2009 and working with the president-elect even before that, there was a strong focus as the system was being brought back into full recovery. There was an equal insistence on fundamental reform, and that's why you saw internationally Secretary Geithner pushing for changes in the global system of regulation, and that's why you saw domestically the strong push for Wall Street reform and the Dodd-Frank Act, which really does fundamentally transform the way we regulate financial institutions going forward.
Let's talk a little bit about an imaginary Secretary of the Treasury who could do whatever he wanted by simply magic, who didn't need to respond to either the Chinese political establishment in the case of currency issues or the U.S. Congress in the case of stimulus matters and financial regulatory legislation. If Geithner's vision was something he could snap his fingers and make happen, what would it have been? And I guess the converse of that is, what didn't he get out of what he might have wanted over the last 4 years?
Well, I guess I think that that's not quite the right framework to look at any of these problems. The big challenges that we face in this country are challenges over which there are serious disagreements, there are serious fights and disputes. There's enormous consequences at stake. And the kind of person you want in these jobs is somebody who can not just have a vision for the clouds, but somebody who can actually get stuff done. And I think the measure of the man is what they're able to actually accomplish in these extremely difficult circumstances. And I think what Secretary Geithner brought to the table was an ability not just to have a vision for what should happen, but a realistic understanding of how to get that actually accomplished. And if you look at the financial stability plan, which people said wasn't going to work, was going to cost the country hundreds of billions of dollars, it worked. It brought stability back, and the net cost overall to the taxpayers is going to be approximately zero.
All right, let me hold you up there then.
And on and on. Then so I think the right measure is what realistically can get done and who can realistically get that done in the world that all of us actually live in.
Okay, gotcha. But let's focus on that since you worked closely with Geithner. Are you saying his legacy is principally not of a theorist and a visionary, but as a negotiator, as in a sense, a politician?
I think his legacy is as an extremely effective Treasury Secretary who has a realistic sense of what it takes to get things done and who got those things done. If you look at his plan for financial stability, if you look at his plan for financial reform, if you look at his plan for international engagement and fiscal issues, these are issues that are all, there are enormous, enormous difficulties, controversies, and political opposition. And you want someone in that job who can actually not just think of the idea, but actually get it done. And I think that's what Secretary Geithner did.
Do we need another Geithner or move in a different direction going forward?
Well, I think you need the kind of person who, again, not only has a vision for what they want to get done, but can actually achieve it. I don't think it helps anybody. I don't think it helps the American people to have a dreamer in that job. You want somebody in that job who's going to actually be extremely effective, and I think that's what Tim was able to do.
Michael Barr is former Assistant Secretary for Financial Institutions at the U.S. Treasury Department under Timothy Geithner. He's now professor at the University of Michigan Law School. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We want to jump back to our earlier conversation on the struggles of young men and women coming of age in our time and hear what you have to say.
We need safe spaces where teenagers can talk and learn how to listen, learn what the gender boxes are, and come to a place where we can respect each other.
Thanks so much. That's Linda in Seattle calling us at 877-8MYTAKE, weighing in on this conversation. You're invited to weigh in on this or anything else you hear on the program. Coming up, we take a very different measure of economic value, the $1 trillion platinum coin. Might it exist? Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick might have hidden it under his pillow. He joins us next.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org. Additional support for The Takeaway comes from Independent Lens, featuring Soul Food Junkies. Filmmaker Byron Hurt explores the health advantages and disadvantages of soul food. Premieres Monday, January 14th at 10, 9 Central on PBS.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.